You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Right now, use promo code SPORTS20. That's promo code SPORTS20 to get a free $20 bet at PlayAlberta.ca. It's cold, Odell. You probably don't miss the minus 25 weather, do you?
I'm good. I'm used to it now. You know, Edmonton's my home.
Are you living in Edmonton now, year-round?
Yeah, I've been staying in Edmonton year-round for about 3-4 years now. I got a family out here now.
Nice.
Girl, man.
Have you taken up skating yet?
No. No. I ain't trying to pay for no doctor bills right now.
Oh, come on, man. You're a high level athlete. I bet you could learn to skate pretty quick.
Yeah, I probably could, but you know, after I had slipped and fell and probably broke my wrist one or two times.
Yeah, well, you know what? You can start out just pushing a chair. That's how a lot of the people learn, so that you don't fall. So,
you want me to go out there like somebody's granddaddy?
Yeah. Hey, you got to start somewhere, man. Got to start somewhere.
You're right about that. I think about it. I'd rather try snowboarding before I try ice skating.
Ooh, okay. All right. So have you ever skied or snowboarded ever?
Never.
Oh, man. You know what? Well, you get your kids are old enough. You'll go do that. You'll love it. You can, I think now, maybe because I grew up on it, but I think learning to ski is easier than learning to snowboard. Learning to snowboard, you better just get a big pillow and tie it to your rear end because you're falling down all day.
And see, that's what I was thinking too. I'm like, should I have both of my feet free or just put them on one board? It's choices.
Yeah, it's choices for sure. Tell me what made Chris Jones such a good coach in your eyes.
He give it to you straightforward. Like you know what you're getting. You're gonna get somebody that's gonna be transparent with you on and off the field. And at the same time, he's gonna let you be yourself. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna give you the rope. It's on now. If you hang yourself, it's on you, not him. You know what I'm saying? He's a good coach. He likes to have fun. And at the end of the day, he just wants you to get your work did. So, like I said, playing for him is really about what you do and how much work you put in, because he's going to lay it out there for you. And all you got to do is either fit in or move on.
Defensive guys really seem to love playing for him because he likes to be aggressive. There's not much sitting back in his defensive system.
No, I mean, it's not even that. It's simple. Like, you get some coaches who give you a playbook that's big as I don't know what. But with Coach Jones, he's going to put in his defense probably. His defense is probably put in the first 2 days of practice, of training camp. And that's what players like. Like, you don't have to think with Coach Jones. He has a little joke that he say, if you can count to 10, you can play defense for him, because that's just how simple it is. And when it's that simple, you got guys that can, you know, make plays. And if you don't notice, the guys he bring in are very athletic. They can run. They can jump. They tall. They got length. Just look at Willie J. And at the end of the day, if you tell an athletic player, all you got is either stay outside and don't get beat deep, I mean, you don't have to think much compared to a defense where, oh, I got to stay outside. If number two do this, I got to do that. If they do this, I got to do that. It's just too much thinking, and by the time you process the play, it's over with. But with Coach Jones, it's just, hey, you either A or B. It ain't no C, D, E, or F, and it just allows guys to play fast, and that's what guys like about him. And like I say, he knows what he's talking about. I mean, he's learned from the best. And he added his little twist to it. And like you said, you could see the results of it. Even look at the defense in Saskatchewan. Shiver, one of his proteges, and, you know, his defense was playing lights out this year.
Odell Willis joins us. Odell, he seems to take that mentality to special teams as well, correct?
Man, special team. Honestly, I'd say the special team was all Dickie, you know.
Okay.
What he do is, you know what I'm saying, he put the right people around him to be successful. Like, he knows defense, but offense, the guys that whoever's the coordinator, pretty much he trusts them with his life. So, like I said, he let them do that. And with special teams, like I say, he had Dickie, great special team coach, one of the best ones in the league. And like I say, the results, you see the results in itself. I mean, he take care of defense. He lets guys take care of offense. And once you put all three of them together, all you got to do is just play solid football and let the game take care of itself.
Odell, you're living in Edmonton now since you retired. And, of course, you watch the green and gold. How frustrating as a former player was this past season to watch? What did you see as the big missing ingredient on the team?
Man, it was, like I said, it was from top down. Nobody really wanted to play for Brock. I'm not saying he's a bad guy, a bad person. But as far as football-wise, me personally, I just didn't think he knew what he was doing. I mean, they hand you the keys to a Maybach and you turn it into a Hyundai. You know what I'm saying? Like, the team that Ed and Coach put together, I mean, who wouldn't want to have that team? And you take a playoff great cup potential team and just run it in the ground just because of your choices and your ego compared to wanting to win games. I mean, this is what this city is about. We want to win. We don't care about how many tickets we sell and what concert we have, because at the end of the day, if you win, people gonna fill up the stands for you. You don't have to worry about those things. But at the end of the day, it just started with the top, and once it started snowballing, y'all know how it go. Once that snowball started rolling, ain't nothing you can do but either get rid of it or just live with it. And like I said, I'm glad the Eskimos did what they did to get rid of it, so we can get this city back to winning and fans back to being happy about going to see the Elks play.
When you talk to your former teammates, and, you know, because it's interesting how you say lots of guys didn't want to play for Brock. Like, there's a big thing of, like, leadership where just a communicator where the player's like, hey, you know what, this guy, he respects me. I'm willing to play for him. There just didn't seem to be a lot of that. Any idea why?
Because,
like, what was it missing?
I mean, guys, I mean, you got to think, we got a small league and guys talk. I mean, he started off wrong, like with just some of the changes around the organization. Like, you let Dwayne go, you let people who know how the tradition goes in doing things with in Edmonton. Like, and like I said, it just snowballed. Like, the guys understand, they talk. Then, like I said, you keep Derek Dennis and don't want to let him go for no apparent reason. At least pay him, because, I mean, you couldn't protect the quarterback this year, so why not pay an all-star? So it's just so many things. And guys, once guys see that, okay, this guy don't care about us or the team, it's like, I might as well defend for myself. That's basically prime and simple. Like, okay, I see this guy's not trying to help us win in no shape, form, or fashion, so why not just care about myself and do my thing? Guys are not going to play for people who don't care about them and have their best interest as a team and as a player.
Odell, are you involved coaching at any amateur level in town? Is that something that interests you? Are you a coach at heart at all?
Oh, yes. You guys can go check out the facility that I partner with my guy, one of my friends. We're bringing a state-of-the-art facility to the city of Edmonton on the north side, A1 Athletic Facility. You can go to the website. The website is a1af.ca, and you'll see it. We got two indoor domes, one full soccer field, one full football field, and an outdoor turf field. So, like I said, this facility is going to be something big, and I plan on bringing youth football and changing the culture of football in the city of Edmonton, because at the end of the day, like, when we grew up, we had all the resources we could to be a better player. But for the Canadian player, you got kids that want to be the best, that want to get better, but where do they really have to go to get better? And on top of it, who do they have to help them get better besides your local dad that's been working 10 or 12 hours that come home and like to be in kids' life? No disrespect to those dads, but that's all these kids got until they get to high school, and it depends on which high school they go to see if they're going to get the coaching that they need. So me personally, I'm training kids, and I'm giving back until our gym facility opens.
Well, that's awesome stuff, Odell. We'll have to talk to you again soon. Very Merry Christmas, and good luck on skiing or snowboarding.
Appreciate you for having me on. Y'all have a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you as well.